You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been interested in this question of whether Michigan is prepared for the next recession. As I've mentioned before, a recent Moody's Analytics stress test of the states found Michigan ranked 35th in the nation in the ability to take the fiscal hit of a moderate recession. To better understand this, we've asked Gabriel Ehrlich to help us. He's the director of the Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics at the University of Michigan. Basically, he's involved in the economic forecasting, and he advises the state of Michigan. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks a lot, Lester.
So let's talk about that Moody Analytics stress test. What were they looking for in their research?
Yeah, it's an interesting report. It was a pleasure to read it. And I should just mention there have been some similar exercises lately by S&P, for instance. And essentially what they asked is, for all 50 states, how would state budgets fare if a recession came? And they actually looked at two recession scenarios, what they called a moderate scenario and an extreme scenario or a severe scenario. And I think, you know, focusing on the moderate scenario makes sense for today. They found Michigan was in the middle of the pack, is the way I would describe it, 35th out of 50 states, as you said, but in the bottom half. And essentially what they said is, Michigan does not have enough money set aside right now to totally offset the effects of a recession on the state budget.
Now, there are lots of really complicating factors about a state budget. Did this research look at all the factors that go into an assessment of how well a state can weather? And when we say state, we mean state budget. We mean state
That's
government
right.
can weather a recession.
You know, I thought it was a very good report. I thought it was fair. There was one issue that this report did not consider, which is flexibility on the spending side. So this report really looked at assets in the rainy day fund and what would happen to expenditures, things like Medicaid, in the event of a recession. But, you know, one point that I like to make is, if you think about your own personal finances, as experts will advise that you have, for instance, a six-month emergency fund. But they wouldn't tell you, well, hey, if you get laid off, keep spending like you did before because you've got that 6 months in the bank. If a negative thing happens to your finances, you would still need to cut back. And that's what I think the Moody's report didn't really get at too much is, look, is there flexibility built into the state budget where it could cut back if a shock hit? So what I would say is these rainy day funds are really meant to kind of help you get to that adjustment. They're not meant to totally substitute for any need to adjust.
Well, let's talk about Michigan's economy overall. Why does it seem that it's more volatile than some other states when we do hit an economic downturn?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lester. And I think that's exactly right. Michigan's economy is more volatile than the average states. And the reason is because we're more concentrated in the manufacturing industry. So the manufacturing industry is very sensitive to recessions and the business cycle. And because Michigan actually makes a lot of things, and especially in the auto industry, we see that employment in Michigan is more volatile than in the average state.
So revenues go down during a recession, expenses go up. You talked about the flexibility, but I wonder if anybody's factored in the fact that we've got like $2 billion worth of tax credits we still owe manufacturers because of promises made during the last recession. Is that factored into Moody's analytics?
And that's certainly something that the state keeps careful track of and that we keep track of in our forecasting. There's no question that those liabilities are still on the books. It's a perennial issue every year. That is, you know, factored in typically to budget projections, and it's definitely something we need to be aware of.
Where does the state get good marks in its stress test? You mentioned flexibility. Where else does it do well?
You know, what I would say is it's really the trend is very positive for Michigan. So if you look at Michigan's rainy day fund, you know, coming out of the last recession, it was basically at zero. And at the end of fiscal 2017, they have more than $700 million socked away. So, you know, certainly making progress, even if we're not quite where we want to be right now.
During the last recession, there ought to have been lessons learned there, right? And so we've got the rainy day fund. That's one reaction. The Granholm administration at the time did approve tax increases because the budget was falling short. It was a bipartisan decision. They cut the budget in some areas, but we're still trying to catch up in some of those places, like fixing infrastructure and sharing revenue with municipalities. If nothing changes now, what do you see happening in the state in the moderate recession scenario?
The first thing I want to say before we talk about the recession scenario is, you know, because of commitments that the state has made, for instance, if you think about the expansion of the homestead property tax credit or the transportation funding package, both of those are going to earmark revenue away from discretionary uses or the general fund.
The general fund.
The general fund. That's exactly right. And so we're really in a situation, if you look at the state's last estimates from May, we see personal incomes in the state growing at a pretty good rate, above 4% over the next few years. We see general fund revenues averaging only about 1% growth, and that's without a recession.
I saw somewhere that the general fund revenue is, when you adjust for inflation, is still less than it was back in 2000.
General fund revenue is you know, basically flat to downish if you adjust for inflation. I should say when you take into account, you know, other things like earmarks, things like school aid, the situation is a little bit more complicated. But, you know, that's a fair point. The point that I, you know, want to make is we're looking at pretty flat revenue or general fund revenue, even if things go well. And so, you know, obviously, if a recession hits, things are going to look even worse. And so it's just something that should be on the minds of policymakers in the state.
What should the next governor and legislature be looking at as far as preparing the state to weather a recession?
Lester, what I've learned in my time in this business is there's actually only about two ways to save more money and to be more ready. And, you know, the first is to increase revenues or taxes. And the second is to spend less. And of course, nobody likes either one of those things. So in some sense, economists are the bearers of bad news. But the reality is that there are hard trade-offs. Something that's coming down the road soon is that the Supreme Court decision in the Wayfair case is really going to lead to some unexpected revenue for the state.
It's about $200 million, right?
It's about $200 million per year. That's right. And that's from taxing online retailers.
And everybody's got dibs on that, right? Municipalities want that to go to them. The governor wants it to go to spending on the road repair. I talked to one of the candidates, Bill Schuette, the Republican, who wants to give that money back to the taxpayers.
Yeah, so like you say, everybody's got dibs on that money. It kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, the state's going to have to decide what to do with it pretty soon. Of course, one thing you could do with that money is help build up our reserves for the future. But, you know, there's a reason that that's hard to do. It means that you're not spending on things that people value or else you're collecting more taxes.
All right. So I'm going to put you on the spot now.
Okay.
When does the next recession happen?
Well, Lester, we are not calling for a recession in our forecast. So for the U.S. economy, growth is pretty good right now. We expect it to be pretty good again next year in 2019. We think growth is going to start slowing down in 2020 as the federal fiscal stimulus starts wearing off. That's not to say that we're calling for a recession, but what we do think is that next year is going to be pretty good. 2020 is going to be a bit of a slowdown.
I read someplace that the mid-2020s, you can probably expect something to happen about that time. I mean, it's like looking into a crystal ball, right, though? Mm-hmm. You just don't know. The only thing you can do is prepare for it.
That's exactly right. And I should say, we actually expect this business cycle expansion to end up being the longest on record. So like I say, we're not calling for a recession, but there's always risks to the forecast. You see that in the international trade situation. There's always things that you don't necessarily expect. But right now, we are not calling for a recession.
Gabe Ehrlich is the director of the Economic Forecasting Unit at the University of Michigan. Thanks for explaining this to us.
Thanks a lot, Lester.